Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams, and for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Graceffo and McKeon are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Caserta with the final update during this show here in about 27 minutes. Huge questions of the night. Where are you at on this Astros cheating scandal? Will it continue to grow? Will it snowball even more? Or will it be in the rearview mirror by Monday? You tell me. And then who do you like tomorrow? NFC Championship game. Packers or Niners in San Fran. Derrick Henry in Tennessee are on one of the great playoff runs we've ever seen. Could Vrabel and the Titans send Belichick, Brady, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, and Patrick Mahomes home for the offseason all on the road? I like Tennessee. I like San Francisco. I think the Niners are one of the most complete football teams I've seen in the modern era. They don't have a weakness when healthy. Great coaching, maximizing their strengths. Offensive line is healthy again with Staley back. Their defensive line controls the line of scrimmage as good as any defensive line, again, in the modern era of football I've seen. If you go back and look at Week 12 in San Francisco, people talk like it was Week 2. 198 total yards for the Packers. 1 of 15 on third downs. 23-0 at halftime. There wasn't even junk yardage. The Niners' defense is so good, there wasn't even junk yardage in that game. I think San Francisco double digits easily on Sunday. And then I like Tennessee. You know, surprisingly, the Chiefs have a pretty good run defense. They can't stop the pass, so I assume, like I thought Belichick would, like I thought John Harbaugh would, that you'll load up the box and you'll make Ryan Tannehill beat you. And he had a great throw on that second touchdown in Baltimore. I just think with the confidence, and it's when you're on a roll, and Henry is, man, Bo Jackson meets Herschel Walker. I like Tennessee and San Francisco in the Super Bowl, and I think the San Francisco defense will be the first defense that Tennessee will face in this playoff run that can slow down Henry, that can get after Tannehill. So the Niners will be your Super Bowl champions. That's my huge prediction. So that's the second part of our question. Who do you like? AFC, NFC championship games. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'll read some tweets. Getting a ton rolling in. So you can tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter. There's still an element. And during the course of this Astros cheating scandal conversation all week long, on my statewide afternoon show in Michigan, and tonight, there's like a 1 in 4 baseball fans say cheating's just part of the game. There's that element that they look at this and it's no big deal, and they're moving on, and that's how the Astros players are looking at it. What's funny is that no other current Major League Baseball players are looking at it that way. And normally they're that strong brotherhood. Let's go to Troy in Canada. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Mr. Simpson, how are we tonight?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Hey, I was talking to your producer there in the break and thinking, so when you hang the banner of the 2017 champs, do you put an asterisk on each one of these banners? Like, at what point in professional sports, not just baseball, but Deflategate, tennis has had its history, at what point do we start, as fans, saying or realizing that these teams that are cheating to win, like, I just don't get it. When these teams are caught cheating to win, they're not stripped of anything. The year isn't stripped. They don't strip the banners. They don't strip the rings. They don't strip the bonus pay. They just put an asterisk beside each year. So-and-so champions of whatever year. But there was this controversy involved. At what point do we just start, are we to just accept the fact that there's cheating in every sport and may the best cheater win?
Hey, Troy, thanks for the call in Canada. I'm with you. My first thoughts on Monday before I knew immunity was, hey, how come no players are being held accountable and pull the World Series trophy and banner from them? That's the message Rob Manfred could have sent. Okay, so it's rampant with the hitters on that roster. So you can't fire the whole team, can't suspend the whole team. I get that, okay? Even though on principle, I'd like to see journeyman veterans and AAA Astros minor leaguers, but so be it. So you're not going to fire one of your most recognizable and watchable teams. So you take away the World Series banner and trophy. And I wouldn't have canned Hinch and the general manager. I wouldn't have. Unless I'm going to release or suspend players with them, I would not just pin it on Hinch and Luhnow. And the message to the team, by taking away the banner, you can't take back rings. That's kind of ridiculous. But you take the trophy back, you take the banner back. And that's a message to the team and to future teams. You will not cheat. That's what should have been done. Skippy in New York, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I'm bringing up the same point here. It was about, I could have misheard you, but I thought you said only financial repercussions would have been acceptable for the Astros.
No. I'm saying if you're tap dancing and you're Rob Manfred, I'm not saying only financial would have been, Skippy, but hear me out here, that there you are in a no-win situation if you're going to have the manager and GM take the fall for the players, and it's obvious by what day five of all this back and forth. I'm saying if you're baseball and you're going to look the other way on the players and give them immunity, you should have given everybody immunity, taken away the banner, and fined the team some mega amount of money and moved on if you want to look the other way on this.
Yeah, they did say they were going to give players immunity quite some time ago, is my understanding, is that they laid that out there, and I'm sure it's because they needed to get testimony from them that was truthful about the situation and then hide everything that they said. But, I mean, taking away the banners, you're right. You can't rewrite history. But at the same time, you know, I saw some poll come out today that said half the baseball fans that they polled wanted the Red Sox to get their title taken away last year, in 2018, rather. And 53% wanted the Astros to get their thing taken away. So you were talking about a quarter of the fans saying that cheating is part of the game, and that's just what people do. Technology-assisted cheating is much, much different than taking PEDs, much different than amphetamines in the 70s. And you look at other sports where it's an individual accomplishment thing, right? So you look at cycling, and you talk about the Tour de France. Talk about Floyd Landis, Pennsylvania. He ended up cheating, and they found out about it. Talk about Lance Armstrong. He ended up cheating and won many times. And what do? Take away the title. They give it to the next person that won. And was that other guy doping? I don't know. But they proved that the winner was a cheat, and they take it away from him. That's a very powerful, powerful
I agree.
Message.
You know, and Skippy, thanks for the call in New York. And that's my point, that your message, okay, if the players have immunity, and thanks for listening, Skippy, and you can't punish them, well, you can take away the banner from the team. And Manfred didn't do it. Let's go to Crush in New Orleans, Louisiana. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, I want to know what happens to the video guy, because I haven't heard a thing about the poor video guy, and when does his life get ruined?
Oh, yeah, the guy who beat on the trash can, right?
No. No, I'm talking about the video guy who's probably a private contractor who certainly didn't take it upon himself to go get a high-definition camera with a very good lens and stick it in the scoreboard where nobody knows it is, and then run a piece of cable or something to a video monitor in the back hallway, and then hook it up so and focus it so that if the catcher farts, you're going to see it in high resolution. Who told him to do that? And then who denies that? Because it has to be the guys in equipment know. When do guys go down? Or did they do like they did in New Orleans when they got caught wiretapping? They take it out on the guy who does all their electronic stuff and throw him under the bus and destroy his life. When does this poor guy get his life destroyed?
Well, and Crush, thank you for listening. In New Orleans, this goes back to the players and where they got immunity, the Houston Astros players, and they gave up the process. So they turned on A.J. Hinch, they turned on Lunau, GM, and those guys lose their jobs. That's what I can't get over with immunity and the baseball code, that they would sell out their manager and GM to protect their own reputations. That says all you need to know about the Astros players. It really does. Let's go to Russ in South Carolina. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge. I'm a big fan. I'm Russ from the PD. A shout out to all the vets. I'm a vet.
Thank you for serving our country.
LeBron Kirkland, Harry Carson, Lawrence Timmons, Raymond Felton, Lewis Cooper. All right, listen, Huge. It's going to take someone like you to work this thing out. If you and I play one-on-one on a basketball court, it's raining, we playing with the same ball. When the ball's wet, I have it. And then now, when you get the ball, you use your towel. Integrity of the game is very important. This is what I want to ask you. I believe that you might be a Jets fan, right? Correct?
Jets?
Yeah.
That's Graceffo's a Jets fan. McKeon, I think,
Giants fan. No disrespect. But what I want to say, that's right, Giants. Look, I am a Yankee fan. I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler. Your professionalism is wonderful. And what I want to say to you is I have so much respect for you and your show. Now, here's my thing. I believe the NFL needs to get those pads off the sidelines. Let it go back to football when talk to the coaches up there and just play ball. We need replay for basketball. We understand that. Baseball, there has got to be a way to prevent what's happened. I'm sick. I don't understand it, Huge. It's going to take someone like you or greater minds than us to figure this out.
Now, you know
it's
what?
And
Russ, thank you for the call in South Carolina. Yeah, I'm not. You called me a Jets fan. I've been called Nancy Pelosi-like and a Jets fan tonight, Jimmy G. What's going on here? Huh?
All right, Bill.
What's going on? I've been called Nancy Pelosi-like and a Jets fan tonight.
Yeah. I wasn't here for the first one. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's right. Jets fan. You're the Jets fan, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is McKeon, is he a Giants fan?
No, I'm a Jets fan.
So you're a Jets fan. All right, you guys.
It's a sad room back here.
Hey, they're on their way back. I think they could be like Buffalo this year, next year.
So are the Lions.
Oh, no.
And the Tigers.
I am a Lions fan. I am a Lions fan, but Matt Patricia, until they remove the quesadilla from his beard, I don't think he can ever call a game.
Tigers are on the way back too, Bill.
Oh, my God. Tigers are the worst team in baseball. So Lions are third worst. Pistons, actually. Rose is playing well.
So
I love
the Red
him.
Wings.
Red Wings, with Stevie Y in charge of the Wings, and they have a lot of good young talent. No big bodies in front of the net, and the goaltending's been all over the place. That could happen quick. They'll be okay.
They may finish as one of the worst teams in hockey history.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, you've seen it. These guys can flip it in hockey, you know, with free agency and salary cap, so I'm not worried about them. Lions, with Matt Patricia, there's no way, man. 9-7 wasn't good enough for Caldwell, then 6-10, then 3-12-1, and now everybody's talking about the draft because of Burrow going 1 to Cincinnati and Chase to the Skins. Oh, the draft starts with the Lions at 3. He could draft Barry Sanders, Joe Montana. He could draft primetime Ronnie Lott. He could draft Michael Irvin. He could draft Jerry Rice. They're going nowhere with Patricia. I guarantee it. Nowhere. Name a Bill Belichick disciple who's turned out to be a great head coach. Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia.
Bill O'Brien, not bad.
But he's not great.
Vrabel's a game from the Super Bowl.
Mike Vrabel never coached under Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well,
did he coach?
He's kind of a disciple, though. He played.
I was going to. Well, he played for him.
Never coached under him.
But I was going to say, did he coach? I wasn't sure if he was a linebackers coach or something there. Man, Jimmy G McKeon is all over these stats tonight.
Isn't he a beautiful man too?
He took a nap. Anytime he's like my kids when they take a nap, they're nice. They listen. They don't take a nap. They're yelling and screaming. Christopher took a nap before the show, and he's just dropping stats and great to-the-point opinions.
Refreshes the mind.
Wow.
Who's better looking, Jimmy Garoppolo or Jimmy G behind the scenes here?
We should post those photos. We got to save that for it because Jimmy G is going to be in the Super Bowl.
Side by side, right?
Mm-hmm. I did that poll, and it was kind of like, do you like French fries or broccoli? So.
I'm the French fries.
Depends how you look at it.
Jimmy G, he's got his A game. Tonight, McKeon and Jimmy producing back at CBS. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. Your thoughts on Major League Baseball, how they should have handled the cheating scandal. What do they do moving forward? And also, who do you like to get to Miami and the Super Bowl? 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Crisafo and McKeon making it easy here during the final 2 hours on our broadcast. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. I was talking with Crisafo and McKeon at the last break, and no matter what baseball does, Houston ownership, if they try and stop the avalanche, stop this runaway train, it won't change the way I feel. I opened this show tonight saying that I would hope for the sake of integrity that one of those Astros players would come clean on their own. Would come clean and say, I was wrong. It was wrong what our team did. Because I've said this a couple of times tonight, we're a forgiven society. And I just would love one of the players to own it. I think Beltran kind of owned it by stepping down before he ever managed a game with the Mets. But one of those current players to say it was wrong, it was stupid, or a player on that team to say, I never approved of it. You know what? If you're a player and didn't do it, do you need immunity? That's another interesting. If you're a hitter on that roster in 2017, and you did not, you said, I don't want the trash can. And you would be one of the few guys on the team that didn't use it. You're not violating anything by telling your story one day. That's what I'm hoping comes out of this. Because we're going to get the leaks on who did it. You know, the buzzer thing is just the start. But just somebody to have the class to say they made a mistake publicly. Or somebody to say, I didn't agree with that, and it was wrong, and I was on that team. And not like fires, but somebody that I would not use it. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Jimmy in Myrtle Beach. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, big fan of the show.
Thank you.
There's an element here I don't hear anybody speaking about anywhere on sports radio, and that is that in about 5 years, sports books is going to be in about two-thirds of the states in the country. And if Major League Baseball doesn't have a grip on this and can't prove that the game is above board, they won't be able to participate in that huge revenue stream and get their piece of the pie. I'd love to have the answer. I'll take your answer offline. Thank you.
Yeah, and someday you're going to get the betting kiosk in Major League Baseball stadiums. I think that's coming sooner than later, and you got the Pete Rose issue. So you're going to have to put him in the Hall of Fame. And all I've ever wanted from Pete Rose was, come clean. Did you bet against your team? I don't care if he bet on his team when he was managing. I don't. It's like a horse owner or trainer betting on his horse. Did he bet against his team? That's all I'd like to know. That's it with Rose. Let's go to Ryan in Atlanta, Georgia. We lost Ryan. Gabriel in California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, bud?
How you doing, G?
Just wanted to comment on the cheating deal, and I was telling the other gentleman that, you know what, cheating, as sad as it sounds, but it's part of sports. High schools do it. They cheat. They recruit kids from other areas. College does it. The pros do it. It's a matter of who gets caught, who doesn't. We know where I coach at. The top programs, the top schools here, we all know they cheat. It's just a matter of that they figure of loopholes. They always find ways around everything. When they get caught, they get slapped. Nobody knows about it. As long as schools are selling tickets, shirts, jerseys, sports clubs, everything. As long as that's at the top, you're not going to be able to control it and stop it because it's part of sports. If you went and did a detailed look at every championship team from the pro to the high school to colleges, if you saw every kid that got recruited, were they, or every player, were they actually the contracts, how they were started in the program, how they got recruited, how they got drafted, as sad as it sounds, but cheating and finding ways around beating other teams, it is part of sports. Nobody likes to admit it because it's just society's not going to accept it that way.
Boxing, Gabriel,
do it. Yes.
I appreciate your opinion, buddy. I got to get to an update. Thanks for listening out in California. Yeah, I get it's everywhere. And I'm not a holier-than-thou type of guy, but I just, there's a point where I really respect the people who step up and own something. And that's not just in sports, that's in life. It's people around me. I feel good when I step up and own something. And I hope an Astros player or players plural do it. Final segment with the audience. I'm going to get your picks. Tennessee at Kansas City, Green Bay at San Francisco. You can join me live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America on a Saturday night, early Sunday morning. It's Championship Sunday. On the East Coast, who do you like? I like the Titans over the Chiefs. Niners will hammer the Packers. I'll take your huge predictions here in our final segment, about 13 minutes together. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. 888-729-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Ton of tweets coming in on all of our conversation tonight. Cam Phillips tweets from Alberta, Canada, from minus 30 in Alberta with an answer to the Astros cheating. Take their glitter, make them turn in the rings. Take down the banner and give the gems and alloys to charity. Media shame holdouts. Xanadu Dead tweets at Saturday Huge. Weren't the St. Louis Cardinals caught cheating not long ago? What happened to them? Was that cheating on Graceffa with the Cardinals with the computer or prospects? Wasn't that it?
Yeah, they were stealing like computer signals from them.
Right, McKeon. Yeah, they were. So I don't know if
it's still very different. It's not.
Yeah, it was more about how they rated prospects and stuff. Like they had a computer program, right?
They stole the computer programming is basically what they did.
Yeah,
which,
that's
again,
what they
it's
did.
Not affecting the on-field play.
Thank you, McKeon, with that MLB update. Colin Leibum tweets from Wisconsin at Saturday Huge on Twitter. I got the Packers winning by 10 and the Chiefs winning by 14, setting up a Super Bowl I rematch to end the 100th season. That would be interesting, but Green Bay winning in San Francisco? Really?
They will win.
Hold on, McKeon. You're saying they're going to win?
Yes, Green Bay's winning the game.
Really?
Guarantee it. It's a good number if you're a betting man, too.
Yeah.
It's a very good number on the money line. At like plus 260. So if you're if you're a gambling man, you might want to make some extra cash and throw your money on Aaron Rodgers' number.
His name is McKeon, not mistaken. There's no way with that Niners defense, there is no way Green Bay wins that game.
But doesn't Green Bay know that? Green Bay has film on the last game seeing themselves get utterly dominated by
the
San Francisco defense.
Get junk yardage when they were getting dominated. They were destroyed. They were 1 of 15 on third downs. Even when they're down 23-0, when they're down late, there's no junk yardage.
Call me a fool, Bill, but I don't see how Aaron Rodgers is not going to make some ridiculous adjustments coming into this. To be able to get the ball, they're going to want a ton of screens in this game, a ton of draw plays to be able to catch them off guard. And I don't see Jimmy Garoppolo beating Aaron Rodgers. And I've also thought of something a little more legacy-wise, and this is hard to pick a team in a game by going this way, but I think it's valuable to do. Aaron Rodgers is towards the end of his career. This might be the best team he's had in a decade when it comes to all well-rounded. He actually has a pretty decent defense, pretty good running game, and good receivers for the first time in a while. Is Aaron Rodgers, who we can debate all we want, he's definitely a top five talent-wise quarterback of all time. Is he really only going to get to one Super Bowl in his career?
No, not happening. I know you agree with Colin, who tweeted at Saturday Huge, who I just read his tweet that the Packers winning by 10. I don't know what this love affair is that the Packers are going to go out there against that defense. I don't see it happening. Maybe with all the snow and the wind and, you know, the sub-freezing temperatures, if the game was in Lambeau, I might be leaning that way, but it's not happening with how healthy the Niners are right now. So I'm going Tennessee to beat the Chiefs, and I'm going San Francisco double digits over the Packers. SAE Cardinal Roy tweets at Saturday Huge, what if MLB fans were to boycott every Astros road game? Would it be the ultimate message from fans? How would you think owners would react versus Astros owner and commissioner Rob Manfred? Well, you don't want to punish your home team, but I will say on the road, these players are going to get destroyed. They're constantly going to be asked questions by the media, and the baseball hecklers are going to be all over these Astros who were there in 2017 for as long as they're in the game, until they come clean. Even then, they'll still get ripped, but come clean. Jim Harlan tweets at Saturday Huge, McGregor is back on top. Yeah, he beat Cowboy what, 40 seconds. Luckily, they don't charge major boxing prices for ringside seats. Kevin S. Drops a tweet from the great state of Wisconsin. Bill, you are the best. Honestly, please show this tweet to your boss. Why are you not on more nationwide? I'm tired of the fill-ins. With all due respect, it's aggravated and hard to understand. No, I'm happy. I do a statewide afternoon show on 17 radio stations in Michigan, and I do this show, and I have great producers like Grisefo and McKeon. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm doing a show 6 days a week. I really am flat out happy. Alvin tweets at Saturday Huge. Hey, Huge, I'm a diehard Nationals fan and a season ticket holder. I am not going to any of the Astros games. It would not bother me if they had to forfeit those games. Acosta Corvonis tweets at Saturday Huge. Both teams should have titles vacated. Shoeless Joe and Pete Rose, no Hall of Fame. The steroid users like Bonds, no Hall of Fame. Cheating teams, though, are okay. Bump the runner-ups to champions. No one will do it again, most likely. Tony comments at Saturday Huge. Player immunity, league offered players immunity for info? My point, the manager is involved, core, etc., advise players to snitch. The managers are former players, probably set for life. Allowed players to continue their career life earnings. Love the show. Tony. That they all put it together that the manager and GM are going to take the fall for the players? Is that what you... So you're on any team. And you are going to take immunity to get your manager and GM fired. That doesn't say a lot about you. That doesn't say a lot about you. David B. 42 tweets at Saturday Huge. Red Sox cheated in 2018. They still have draft picks. Justin LaCroix. Tweets at Saturday Huge. If immunity was given, meaning no suspension, then MLB needs to walk into the stadium, confiscate the World Series trophy, and force the players to return their World Series rings. In wrapping up the conversation about what I want from this situation, and it's just my opinion, I don't have the power to change the Astros, Major League Baseball, MLB Players Association. I just want to know that all those Astros weren't in it together and that they all were cheating, that there's some integrity, some character, some class somewhere on that roster that steps up and says it was wrong. And that man of character on that roster would convince the others to come together, have the press conference, say they were wrong, offer the trophy and the World Series banner to the Dodgers. You don't have to give back your rings. And offer your World Series shares to a charity in Houston. Do that. No one's asking you to give up your salary if you're making $35 million, if you're Verlander or Altuve. No one's asking you to go away. No one's saying you should be banned forever from the game of baseball. But by doing something that shows there is some moral conscience barometer in that clubhouse. Because all I can see, all I can read, is that those players were given immunity. And Hinch was suspended for a year. The GM was suspended for a year. And maybe the players thought that the ownership, that they were just going to get a suspension. Yeah, it's fine. And the owner steps in and fires him because he's embarrassed for his team. So right now he can't get rid of his team because he's got season tickets, suite seats. He got the business side of this. But I'll be curious, because if that owner on the morals clause, on integrity, on character, fired his manager and GM, he would have to be thinking, how do I get rid of players, no matter how good they are? How do I get rid of players who knowingly cheated? Do I want to be an owner known for being a champion that cheated? And how quick he fired Hinch and Luhnow tells me the story isn't over. How it's snowballing and there's more stories coming out, or Jack McDowell and Tony La Russa and the buzzer and pictures of, is that a buzzer on Altuve's right chest? Knowing the pitches. Are these Astros the dirtiest players ever in the history of the game? We don't know. Because the players have immunity. The only people who can step to a mic or sit in front of a camera that can end this are the players who were a part of it. That's it. Not Cora, not Beltran, not Hinch, not Luhnow, but those players. And I believe somebody will. A few of them will. I truly do. Because we're, what are we, 5 days in? So somebody will step up. You could look at Bregman and Altuve and that fan fest. There's the look on their faces. This isn't going away. John Scherzi, our last tweet of the night, tweets at Saturday Huge. I think the 2020 Astros season should be canceled. There's going to be a powder keg of emotion from angry Astros fans, and they will be screamed at and taunted on the road by baseball fans, I fear, for their safety. And that's John Scherzi, who's listening in southwestern Pennsylvania. I want to thank Graceffa. I want to thank McKeon for the final 2 hours. Caserta's awesome. I'm on updates. Hey, enjoy Championship Sunday, and 24/7, drop me a tweet at Saturday Huge on Twitter.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.